Test, 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 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 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 1, 2, 3. I'm testing, I'm one. I'm testing, 2, 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 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 1, 2, 3.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From a loud and very noisy Rushi High School gymnasium, it's high school basketball. The Shelby County League Championship is on the line tonight. Rushi entertains Fort Loramie. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie 19-2, 9-2 in the Shelby County League. Rushi 13-6, 10-1 in the league. Going at it here tonight. Rushi enjoys a slim one-game lead over Fort Loramie and Anna in the SCL standings. With a win tonight, Rushi takes its fifth straight outright Shelby County League title. A Fort Loramie win, a win by Anna at home tonight against Fairlawn, means that all three are joined at the top of the standings, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. It would be the first time since 1976 when that happened last. All three schools were involved then. Each one was 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. Who would have thought really early in the year, even maybe early in 2018, that Rushi would be here, Chuck? The Raiders have been living by the edge. Two close wins over Jackson Center, one at the buzzer. A victory over Houston on Tuesday night, 57-52. But yet, here the Raiders are, under head coach Spencer Cordonier, just one victory away from outright championship number five in succession.
Well, they handled Anna twice, and I'm not sure that Anna's not more talented,
right.
But Rushi just knows how to match up and play with them, and Anna had big leads, 9 and 10 points in both those games, and let both of them get away. When these two teams played at Fort Laramie, you got the score there. I think they beat them double figures, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, 47-32 in favor of Fort Laramie.
Right, and Laramie really dominated it. And I've said for the 8 years I've been doing this, there's not a real home court advantage in this league except this gym. For some reason, this gym is a real hard place to come in and beat the Raiders.
I think it's the pep band, which can drive you insane.
It's loud.
Yeah.
It's loud. And this place is standing room only, which is what you expect. They don't like each other. and they're playing for the league championship, so you knew it was going to be packed tonight.
Only one empty seat tonight, Chuck, and that's directly behind the tuba.
Yeah, I mean, there is somebody back there. You just can't see him.
It is an intense rivalry, in part by geography. The two communities very close. The young men know each other. Should be a hard-fought battle. It is a healthy rivalry. Now, speaking of health, Fort Laramie needs a starting five tonight that is restored to full health because Tyler Siegel couldn't even dress. He stayed at home last Saturday and listened to scoresbroadcast.com as his team lost to Anna. Evan Burning played. He was about half, not much better than that. Evan is a key tonight, Chuck, because head coach Spencer Cordonier Ferrucci said to me about an hour ago, Evan Burning likes to get into the teeth of the defense. We cannot let that happen. Of course, head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie hopes it does happen because Evan is a creator for offense for the Redskins.
That's the key. I mean, he gets to the rim well, but even if he's not getting to the rim because they're helping, he is adept at finding that open man. He knows where the defender comes from, and he drops the ball down to either one of the Seagulls down on the block. He also kicks it back out and gets the ball out to the best three-point shooter in the league, and that's Dylan Braun.
What a season it has been for high school basketball here in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, we've had a number of games go right down to the very last, not only possession, very last second. Could have one again here tonight. It's also been a year of bizarre oxymoron, so to speak, when you compare common opponents. As we all know, Fort Laramie has beaten Rushi once. Rushi has beaten Anna twice, as you noted. Anna has beaten Fort Laramie twice. In addition, St. Henry lost badly to both Fort Laramie and Marion Local on the same weekend. Anna has beaten both Fort Laramie twice and Marion Local once. And then St. Henry beat Anna. It's about matchups. It's about energy levels. Who's making the three? Who feeds off those made three-pointers? And, you know, some of these games have been blowouts I talked about. Several have been very close. I would anticipate a close, fairly low-scoring game tonight. I'm not sure if either team will get to 50.
I will be surprised if either team gets to 50. And Rushi is going to have to feed off their crowd. They have the most raucous student section in the league. And it is, they're fun to watch. They're engaged in the game. And you feed off that energy. They need to keep them in the game. And the way to do that is to make sure that you're playing well. Because if you start falling behind, that takes crowd out of the game, and that is their biggest asset tonight is this crowd.
And Rushi also likes to feed off the trumpets, trombones, and tubas. So hopefully you'll bear with us tonight. It will be quite noisy. We're working our mics closely. It gets extremely loud, above 10 decibels on the 1 to 10 decibel chart. And when Rushi scores, you'll know it. When Fort Laramie scores, you'll also know it. There's a big sea of red and black down below us to the left. A lot of blue and gold all around the gymnasium here at Rushi. Below us and to our right. And, of course, across the way, the entire section of stands, end line to end line on the far side. Rushi spectators. And you're right, Chuck. It'll be a game of swings. There'll be three or four swings, maybe more, throughout the night. The team with the last swing will win this game, maybe not by more than a couple baskets. Four of the last six contests have come down to the last possession, either one, two, or 3 points. Believe it or not, over the last 15 years, these two clubs in head-to-head clashes have scored exactly the same number of points in 15 meetings. It's unbelievable. Rushi's won 8, Fort Laramie 7, but it's even, Steven, and it's a dead heat tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't see this being another 15-point game.
No.
Like the last time. That had a lot to do with where they played. You talk about runs. That's the thing that Laramie's going to have to. It's more imperative, I think, for them to not let Rushi make runs on them, because that's what gets the crowd going. And that's going to be a big factor for them tonight. And being able to hear, because it's going to be loud for us, it's really going to be loud for them.
Oh, yeah. Chuck, tough question for you. How motivated is Rushi tonight? They've got a share of the title already, the Raiders do, in their hip pocket. The Fort Laramie victory, Rushi is still tied. It's a three-way tie. If Rushi wins, it's an outright championship. Does that give the Raiders the additional drive they need here this evening?
Well, I think that yes, it does. And it also has to do with who they're playing.
Right.
It has to do with that team in the red and black has taken them out of the Pickwa tournament two straight years.
Oh, yeah.
Mick Leffel, assistant coach for Rushi, played for me, a good friend of mine, and we've talked some, and they have not forgotten those losses in the tournament, I promise you.
52-51 2 years ago, Fort Laramie over Rushi in a nail-biter in a sectional championship game. In fact, Rushi was going in for the game-winning basket, and Fort Laramie got a block at the buzzer to deny it and won it by a single point. Last year, Fort Laramie dominated Rushi, led by double digits most of the game. It wound up 9-59-50. You're right. Those two contests are on the Raiders' minds.
Yeah, they want to win the league. They want to beat Fort Laramie. They want to avenge those losses. And the fact that they're playing Laramie, there's no good feeling that either one of these teams have for the other one. And you're right, it's friendly. I mean, it's intense, but you know they've known each other forever. They're so close together.
We understand that Fort Laramie is indeed in tip-top health. Redskins had a good week of practice since the double weekend last Friday and Saturday, defeating Jackson Center on Friday, losing to Anna for the second time on Saturday evening. These Rushi Raiders, as I mentioned, have been living by the edge. Some very close wins, including three in the Shelby County League. Rushi's averaging 49 per game this year, giving up 47 are the Raiders, 13-6 overall. Meanwhile, the Fort Laramie Redskins overall this year are averaging in the mid-50s, 57 a game is Fort Laramie, still giving up less than 40. Redskins allowing only 39 per contest all year, limited Rushi to 32 in that initial match of the season. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Gratitude as well directed to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis at Francis Schulte and Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. And a big handshake to the folks at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. And our Fort Laramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Those are our three Fort Laramie game sponsors. In addition, we thank Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney.
Go to the website, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com for more savings. And Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Starting lineups and the tip up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And we thank the In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or check out facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Also online with us. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Starting lineups being introduced for Fort Loramie. It's the typical opening five, with the exception of last Saturday night when Tyler Siegel was ill and could not play. In fact, he didn't even suit up. Nick Brandewey, 6'2", sophomore at guard, with Evan Burning, 6'1", a senior, 9 points a game, 5 assists. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a senior, 17 a game, 4 rebounds. Austin Siegel on the inside, 6'2", a senior, with Tyler Siegel, 13 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks. The Rushi Raiders will start 4 seniors here on senior night, along with junior Daniel Kearns. Kearns, 6 feet, 5 inches tall, 10 points a game. Also in the opening 5, Hunter Cohey, 6'4", 12th grader, averaging 6.5 a game. Carter Stevie, 6'3", a senior, is on the front line. Deion Putoff, a 5'11", senior guard, opens up in the starting 5, along with 12th grader Jack Gaypour, 6'3", 12 points a game. Jordan York, the usual starter, a junior, will come off the bench quickly. Jordan averaging 10 per outing.
We'll see Mason Daypour quickly also.
Yep, sure will. Mason Daypour has helped unify this Rushi offense over the last several weeks. Fort Loramie Redskins have lost twice after winning 14 games in a row. Winning 5 of the last 7, dropping 2 to Anna, both of them close, each by 4 points, 54-50 and 59-55. Redskins are 19-2 overall. Rushi has won 5 of its last 6, dropped 2 of the first 3 in January to Fort Loramie and Versailles. Raiders have won 5 of the last half dozen, as I said. That one loss came last Saturday here, surprisingly, to Delphus Jefferson, 66-59. Rushi had a close call on Tuesday, edging Houston on the road, 57-52. Opening tip to start the game won by the Redskins. In the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Rushi in the white from top to bottom. Blue numerals, gold piping. Raiders in the bright blue tennies. Fort Loramie's got the black ones on. Here's Evan Burning, top of the circle, into the lane. Left corner, Dylan Braun. Braun, nice below the foul stripe. Missed a 10-footer
Rebound loose. Gobbled up on the play by Daypour of Rushi. He drives down the floor, pulls up at the free throw stripe. Missed it short. Rebound loose on the deck. Garnered by Kohi. Rushi still got it. Hand off to Daypour. Off balance in the paint. Staggered. Was pushed. Foul. Fort Lorman. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders. No score. Dylan Braun had a very good look to start the game for Fort Lorman. Could not convert.
He didn't get himself completely squared up, and that's why it was off to the right.
I think you're right, Chuck. Here's Deion Putoff inbounding left to the backboard for Rushi and throws it to the post. Fort Lorman with a reach and a foul. Two quick ones on the Redskins here at the start in the opening 46 seconds. Again, it's Common. Rushi's put off, inbounds, left of the basket. Deion fires to Jack Daypour deep in the left corner. Daypour at 12 points a game on top to Kearns. Ball whistled to the right side to put off. Straight away, Kohi. A long three. Hit the back brace. Rebound, Dylan Braun. Whips the pass 60 feet for Tyler Siegel. And it's wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. 7:01 to go. First quarter, a shutout. Nothing. I'm sure, Chuck, we'll see a lot more points in the first quarter than we saw on Tuesday.
We would have to if everybody played with their eyes closed.
When Sidney led Vandalia Butler 2-1, or was it the other way around after a quarter?
Butler led 2-1 at the end of the first quarter.
And then we finally got warmed up before Sidney won the game at the buzzer, or I should say with 2.5 seconds to go, on a field goal by Rontez Roberts. Rushi in possession here. Inbounds pass deflected. Daypour gets it for the Raiders and sinks a long triple. Jack Daypour, who pumps him home at a 39% clip behind the arc, gives the Raiders a quick 3-0 lead. And here's Evan Burning doing what he does best. He navigates the lane. A late feed off on the play to Austin Siegel. He's got it from point blank range. And it's 3-2. Rushi comes up the floor out of control. Ball pried loose by the Raiders, and then Rushi, in its anxiety to get it back, fouls. Two team fouls, Fort Lorman, one on Rushi, 3-2 in favor of the Raiders. It was Evan Burning, Chuck, who did just what head coach Spencer Cordagna for Rushi is pretty wary about. He got into the paint, gets in there again, slides a little bit, might have walked, no.
Got pushed.
He took a hand in the middle of the back. It's Common. Two team fouls each way. Playmaker Brandewee below the basket to the right. Goes to Burning in the right corner. Picked up there by Daypour. That's a good matchup. Daypour on Burning. Thrown to Tyler Siegel in the post. Goes to work on Kohi. Turns. Fades from 12. Short, no good. Rebound baseline left. Dylan Braun from the short corner. Sticks it in from 14 feet away.
That was an excellent rebound by Austin Siegel that time to keep the play alive.
4-3 in favor of Fort Lorman. Three-quarter court pressure by the Redskins, and it causes nightmares for Rushi in backcourt. Ball airmailed 30 feet down the floor out of bounds. Redskins get it back. Timeline Burning on a weave to Braun. 4-3 Fort Lorman to Brandewee. Burning again. Burning outside the arc. It's Braun back door. Braun to the rack. Got it for two. Well done by Fort Lorman. Nice execution. Rushi went napping. 6-3. Six straight points by Fort Lorman. Stealing backcourt by Braun. Braun to the rim again. Yes! 8-3. Redskins bust out on top. Eight straight points by Fort Lorman in a little over a minute. Daypour at midcourt. Right side to Putoff. Near side to Kearns. Mid post to Kohi. Backs Tyler Siegel down. Up and under. Left it short. No good. Siegel takes it off the glass. Up the floor to Brandewee. Brandewee powering to the rim. It sticks between the rim and backboard. A whistle. Offensive foul on Nick Brandewee as he bullied his way into the lane. Well, Redskins got a little bit too hasty, out of control. Missed an opportunity, Chuck, to go up seven.
Yeah, I mean, they need to keep scoring while they're going, because Rushi right now is struggling with this half-court, three-quarter court press.
Mason Daypour in now, the sophomore guard, 5'11 player for Rushi. And the Raiders try to beat the Fort Lorman pressure, bring it down the floor. angle pass. Cohey trying to hit a cutter. A lot of traffic in the lane. It was booted out of bounds by Nick Brandewey.
Well, it was actually booted out of bounds by Daypore.
Yeah, Rushi might have touched it last. Brandewey informed the official of that. Here is Daypore, top of the key for Rushi. Raiders need a field goal badly. Here's a screen from Jordan York, who's checked in. York, 6'2", junior, 10.5 points a game. Here's a shove way out on the arc by Nick Brandewey of Fort Loraman.
Well, now they're going to have to see that the officials are calling this real tight out on the perimeter, and you got to adjust. Their officials aren't going to adjust. You need to adjust.
Yeah, they may allow a little hand-checking, but if you jostle the offensive player, you're going to get tagged.
And that was on Braun. That's his second.
Was that on Dylan Braun?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Couple on him. That one hurts the Redskins' cause for sure. Here's a long fadeaway shot by York. 24-footer. And by the time he went backwards, it might have been 27. Way short. Barely grazed the iron. Fort Loraman got the rebound. Burning into the lane. Threw it to a teammate. Deflected. Almost picked off by Rushi. Redskins still have it. Two fouls and Dylan Braun. Burning straight away, picked up by Daypore. Burning around him. Oh, a great dish inside to Austin Siegel. Blocked by Kearns. Great cram. A swat to Daniel Kearns at 6'5 for Rushi. Raiders come out of there with it. Here's Mason Daypore down the floor to York. York left corner, Kearns. Kearns motions to Daypore. Rushi hasn't scored in, well, since the 7-minute mark. That's 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Drive to Daypore. Baseline left to Cohey. Spin move. Out to Daypore on the arc. Inside the arc. Lets it fly and buries it. Two field goals for Daypore. 8-5 Fort Loraman. Turning on the dead run. A reach-in foul by Daypore at the top of the key. Now, Rushi has on its mind defensively. Slow down Evan Vernon some way. That time, the Raiders a little too aggressive.
That's 7 fouls called already.
Uh-huh. 4 on Fort Loraman, 3 on the Raiders. Outside the arc, near side, it's Brandewey. Nick's got the ball. Straight away to Burning. Burning fakes right, goes left. Meets a trio of players. Now to Nick Raderman off the bench for Fort Loraman. Hand off to Austin Siegel. Throws to the arc, deflected. Rushi takes it away. Here's York one-on-one. Jordan York to the rack. It rolled off. And little scrappy 5'10 Mason Daypore retrieves the rebound. Rushi sets it back up. Down 8-5 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Setting, shooting, Daypore. Wow! Woo! 27-footer. Jack Daypore's on fire. We're tied 8-8. Left wing. It goes on the play to Nick Raderman. Or I should say Nathan Raderman. He peels off a screen. Rushi a bit aggressive down low. Cohey nailed for the foul.
We're going to be here till midnight if they're going to keep calling these touch fouls like this.
We are tied up at 8. Already we've seen some swings. 3 points for Rushi to start the game. Then 8 in a row by Fort Loraman. 5 quick points by Rushi. We're even up at 8. Inbounding into the lane. Good dish off. And driving to the cup, Tyler Siegel for a deuce. Tyler Siegel caught the inbounds pass. Good feed. Put it on the deck once and wormed his way around a Raider or two and got the field goal. Here's Mason Daypore on a journey down the floor, a dash into the lane. He juggled the ball over the end line. Turnover Raiders. 10-8 Redskins. 2:20 left, opening period. Midcourt, Evan Burning. Man-to-man defense by Rushi. Here is Nathan Roderman. Good three-point shooter for the Redskins. Cross-court pass to Eli Rosengarten in off the bench. 5'10 junior. Rosengarten hands to Burning. Back to Eli on a weave. Nick Brandewey. Brandewey runs into a defender standing at the foul line. And Rushi's Evan Monier got in the path of the Fort Loraman dribbler. Another foul called. We're up to 9 common personals in the first 6 minutes.
We're going to have a JV game in the second half.
Far left wing, it's Burning for Fort Loraman. Dylan Braun on the bench right now for the Redskins with 2 fouls. Burning fakes right, goes left, pulls up 17 feet. It hits the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Jordan York. Outlet to Daypore. Daypore spins into the corner. goes to Kearns. Kearns being crowded by Tyler Siegel. Hit York at the foul stripe. Twist, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc now to Mason Dayport. Mason, sophomore guard in along with Evan Monier, 5'9 junior guard. Here's an off-balance shot by Kearns, the southpaw, 12 feet away, way short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly in the lane to Tyler Siegel. Ducks under against York. Missed it, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Tyler is undercut. He's on the floor. Foul against Rushi. Tyler Siegel coming off the illness, pretty active tonight for the Redskins.
Yeah, he's young. He can bounce back from the flu.
A minute 10 to go, first quarter. 10-8 Fort Loramie. Dayport out for Rushi. Put off and Monier in at the guard spots. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior, baseline right, flips it in play for Fort Loramie. Right away it's stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Opposite side of the rim. Playmaker now burning for Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun's got two quick fouls. He's out. And he had gotten off to a good start. Had nailed a couple quick shots. 25 feet away, Rosengarten starts a drive for Fort Loramie. Pulls up in the lane, banks it, short, no good. He was off balance. Rebound down to Rushi, which can tie or take the lead. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. York to Dayport on the arc. Whip to Monier, baseline left to Kearns, back to the basket. Flips it right back to Monier, out of bounds, into the Fort Loramie bench.
Six turnovers now for the Raiders.
Raiders were beaten back on January 5th by Fort Loramie, 47-32. And Fort Loramie displayed excellent balanced shooting in that contest to win it, leading virtually from start to finish, pulling away at each quarter stop. Game was pretty well decided early on, second half. But Rushi has beaten Anna twice. Anna has beaten Fort Loramie twice. Thus, we've got our real shootout at the top of the Shelby County League standings. And Fort Loramie right now is playing for one to end the first quarter. 23 seconds to go. 10-8 Fort Loramie. Burning on the bounce. Head coach Corey Britton signaling. Here's a drive by Burning. Foul stripe. Makes a pass into congestion below the rim to Austin Siegel. Fortunately for Fort Loramie, it wasn't picked off. Rushi batted it out of bounds. Down to 14.2 to go. First period. Brandewee baseline right. Enters. Out on top to Burning. With 10 to go, Burning gets a high screen from Roderman. Gives it to Nathan. He lets go a triple. Off the iron, up and over the backboard, out of bounds. 4.8 to go. Rushi will get a shot here at the horn to tie it or take the lead. Nathan Roderman, a 50% three-point shooter, had an opportunity there, could not connect. Barhorst in for Fort Loramie. Cody Barhorst for Evan Burning. To make sure Burning doesn't pick up a foul in the last few seconds of the second quarter. Baseball pass to midcourt. It's picked off on the play by Mesher of Fort Loramie. Drive, shoots, off balance, no. Rebound, Ratterman. Good! It counts! It counts! Johnny on the spot. Nathan Ratterman. What a pickoff by Carter Mesher, who entered the game for Fort Loramie in the last several seconds. He made the nifty interception, drove into the basket, off balance. Awkward shot, caromed off the rim, right into the hands of Nathan Ratterman, low on the left. He banked it home with the buzzer from 7 feet. Redskins 12, Raiders 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and they will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. 295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Here's Monier starting the second quarter for Rushi. He blazes a trail into the lane and makes a running half-hook shot. Good effort by Evan Monier. That was pretty. Fine start to the second quarter for Rushi. 12-10 Fort Loramie. Here's Tyler Siegel out high. Straightaway Roderman. He feels it. Lets it go. Good! A triple. Three-point basket, Nathan Roderman. 15-10 Fort Loramie. Here's Mason Daypour on the arc. Left wing to the three-point shooter. Carter Francis wide right, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Bodies go to the floor. It's a defensive, or I should say offensive, rebounding foul against Rushi. And we are in the bonus. Fort Loramie gets to shoot. Dylan Braun still not on the floor for Fort Loramie. Got a couple fouls in the first 4 minutes. He had a fine opening to the game. In fact, I said he made two fielders right out of the chute. He garnered 6 points at the outset. But Fort Loramie without him is playing well, is up five. 1-1 for Nathan Roderman for Fort Loramie. Yes, he puts it in. 16-10 Redskins.
That's 6 points for Roderman off the bench.
He, Rosengarten are important, as is Nick Brandewee, who doesn't shoot it much. He is a very good defensive player in that starting five for Fort Loramie. When he does selectively shoot, he's usually on target. Second foul shot by Ratterman, dead center, 17-10. Out back, Rushi, long three ball. My goodness, Jack Daypour is making them from out on Rushi Versailles Road.
Tell you what, if Jack Daypour is not playing tonight, this is probably going to be a runaway.
Righto, how many for Jack already?
That's 11.
11 points for Jack Daypour, and Fort Loramie, a little stagnant on the arc, has the ball taken right away by Rushi, and then Fort Loramie sticks a hand back in, Ratterman fouls. Hey, that's number two on him.
That's his first.
Scoreboard was wrong.
They hadn't cleared it yet, I guess.
6:32 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 17, Rushi 13. After the three, but Jack Daypour. Here's Kern straight away. Right flank, Mason Daypour. Right corner, Evan Monier. Monier on the bounce. Hand off top of the circle to Carter Francis. Between the rings, it goes to Jack Daypour. Right corner, Monier. Look at that drive. Power move. Goes up to shoot below the rim. Blocked for the foul. Rosengarten got him on the shoulder. Two free throws for Monier. 6:07 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 7. Then the three-pointer by Jack Daypour. 17-13 the count right now. Two shots for Evan Monier for Rushi. He pumps it up, in and out, no good. Fort Loramie is 70% free throw shooting team. Rushi down around the 65% tile. Fort Loramie with an edge in that department. Fort Loramie averaging 9 points a game more on the year than Rushi. But the Raiders have been outstanding defensively and have made key buckets in clutch moments. Second free throw, good by Evan Monier of the Raiders. Here's a backdoor cut by Fort Loramie.
What a pass.
Great feed, Tyler Siegel to Mescher. Dishes off to Ratterman for the deuce. Wow. Not one super pass, but a couple. And Fort Loramie gets a field goal to go up five. 5:40 remaining here in the second canto. 25 feet away with the ball, Carter Francis. In off the bench, 6'1 junior guard for Rushi. Goes to Mason Daypour in the corner. He's bumped, no foul. Throws on the arc. Brandewee intercepts the telegraph pass. And then he is cracked at midcourt. And he'll shoot the 1-1. Rushi has been sloppy. You're right, Chuck, with the turnovers and the poor shooting, with the exception of Jack Daypour. Rushi's lucky to be within five. Daypour saved the Raiders thus far.
Yeah, he's. I don't think he missed a shot. I think he's 4 for 4, three threes and a two.
Nick Brandewee at the stripe, the southpaw for Fort Loramie, has the 1-1 team foul, 8 on Rushi. Brandewee's got it. Fort Loramie's been a solid free throw shooting team all season. Second shot coming here for Nick, 20-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. That one is hard off the back brace, long rebound, and it is Carter Mesher who digs it off the hardwood for Fort Loramie. Mesher's got the ball, the 5'11 junior, on a weave to Randowee. Right corner burning. Fort Loramie up six, Dylan Braun on the bench. Here's the ball, lob baseline to Austin Siegel. Good defense for the backside, Barushi. Carter Stevie got a palm on it and pounded that ball out of bounds. Baseline right, Brandewee with the heave in play. Lobs right in front to Burning. Burning catches, shoots in the same motion, short. Four-footer traveled 3.5 feet. Rushi got the rebound. 5 minutes left in the half. Foul, Burning, midcourt, trailing the play. That was an unnecessary one, and that sends Rushi to the stripe with the 1-1. Just over five to play in the second quarter, 20-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Jack Daypour, charity line for the Raiders, way off to the left, no good.
Too close.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. 15 feet inside his range too much. Here's Brandewee down the floor for Fort Loramie. Bangs it off the glass, got it back. Goes left corner to Carter Mesher. Rotated to Burning near side for a triple. Way hard. Weak side rebound. Traced down by Carter Francis of Rushi. Up the floor to Daypour. And he's challenged right in front of him by Mesher, who tried to make the steal. That was a football move by Carter. Foul called. 1-1. Raiders again. And right back to the strike, Jack Daypour. 4:45 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 20-14, Fort Loramie. Daypour dips the knees. This one's on the money. He earns the bonus, 20-15 now. Put off in for Rushi. Put off and Monier at guards. Up on the front line, it is Carter Stevie, 6'3 senior center. Jack Daypour at the free throw line. Kearns along the right side of the lane. Second shot missed. Little too much energy behind that one. It hit the back iron, ricocheted out. Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound. Brandewee, far left side of the floor to Burning. Shot fake. Goes to work on Daypour. Look at him go to work. Baseline. Makes it. Whoop, a whistle. Offensive foul on Burning. And that's two on him. He's got two. Dylan Braun's got two. That was a good call. Evan beat two players along the boundary below the basket, not the third who set up shop and attracted the offensive foul.
I hate that call. It was the correct call because of the rule, but you should not be able to take a charge directly under the basket.
I would agree with you.
The ball was going through when they made the blew the whistle.
Yeah, the defender was a step away from the net. 4:10 to go in the second quarter, 20-15 Fort Loramie. Fouls have mounted, 17 of them called. Monier top of the circle. Evan Burning's got two. Dylan Braun's got two for Fort Loramie. Right wing Monier. Pass fake. Then goes to Jack Daypour, who backs up and shoots the three. That one hit the net only, but it was short. Didn't catch the rim. He finally missed one. Easy rebound. Collected below the basket by Brandewee. They head to Burning. Burning's got to watch himself now. He's got a couple fouls. Left side of the floor, Brandewee. And here's a reach-in, slap-down hack. Way out on the arc by Putoff. 19 fouls each way. And for the final 3 minutes and 38 seconds of the second quarter, both teams will get the double bonus. Foul shots will be significant. Foul shooting percentage will go a long way to deciding the outcome. And at the line is Brandewee, who buries it for Fort Loramie. 21-15, Redskins by 6. Rushi got the first three-pointer, went up 3-0. Fort Loramie pumped home 8 straight. Rushi then tied it at 8. Rushi has not led since. Fort Loramie was up 12-8 after 1. Brandewee is on the mark twice at the free throw line. 22-15, Redskins have restored their biggest lead, 7. Kearns on the arc, near side to Daypour. Straight away, Evan Monier for Rushi. Puts it on the deck, weaves it to Mason Daypour. Out high to Stevie. Stevie to Monier to Mason Daypour, right wing. Mason on the bounce to Kearns. Good man-to-man defense before Lorman. Dylan Braun back on the floor. Mason Daypour drives outside the lane on the right. Fade away. Good! Wow. What a play. Mason Daypour challenged Braun, who backed off. Mason made the twisting and turning shot. No look past Branowy. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. He changed hands from the right to the left.
He
and laid it through.
It. And he couldn't get the ball up enough, so he did a heck of a job of switching hands, like you said.
Mason Daypour, foul line extended right. Bangs in another one for Rushi. 24-19. Port Loramie up five. Dylan Braun on the arc. Two straight buckets by Mason Daypour to boost Rushi. Far left flank, it's Branowy. Looks for the give and go to Siegel. He's covered up. Now here's Roderman to Tyler at midpost. Baseline fadeaway, 10-footer. Beauty! Tyler Siegel pops one home. 26-19, Fort Loramie. 2:15 left, second quarter. Mason Daypour on the arc. Straightaway Kearns. Right wing, Evan Monier for Rushi. Out back to Jack Daypour. Branowy's got that assignment right now. Coming out to catch is Stevie. They try to go high-low to Kearns. No one home. Two black shirts in the path of that throw. And Fort Loramie makes the easy pickoff. Branowy down the floor to Austin Siegel to Dylan Braun. To Roderman. Minute 46 to go. Second quarter. On top to Braun. He jacks up a three. In and out. No good. That would have taken the lead to 10. Rushi snatched the board. Minute 37 left here in the second quarter. Mason Daypour over the timeline. Popping out to catch Kearns. Back to Mason. Jack Daypour, right flank, goes airborne. Got it. Three-pointer. Jack Daypour is on fire. Woo. 4 threes for Jack Daypour. He's enabled Rushi to hang around. A minute 13 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Rushi 22. Dylan Braun dribbles the ball 40 feet away from the basket. He's near the Raiders logo, has no designs on moving toward the hoop.
Well, with their foul trouble, this plays well for Loramie right here.
That's a good point, Chuck. You're right. Evan Burning is on the bench at the moment with, does he have two fouls?
He's got two, and he's more of a threat to pick up an offensive foul than Braun is. That's why I think Braun's out there and Burning isn't.
Yeah, Dylan's at midcourt again. Gave it up to Branowy momentarily. Then grabbed it right back. Down to a half minute to go in the second quarter. Here's a pass to Branderwee, and it's a hot potato. It goes through his arms into the Rushi cheering section. Nick wasn't quite ready for the throw. Rushi got a hand in there, interfered with the reception by Branderwee. He couldn't hang on. And now at 28.7 left in the second quarter, Rushi has a chance for the last goal. Midcourt, Mason Daypour. Hands off 35 feet away to Monier. Mason's a step from the timeline. He runs into the paint, feeds right baseline. Ball thrown right back to Mason. Had a shot, passed it up. Then he retreats to the center line and starts the attack once more. Fadeaway shot, Mason foul line. Blocked, taken away by Fort Loramie. Rushi gets it back, misses wildly off the glass. Here's Branderwee, a 60-footer way over the backboard. And that's how the second quarter closes. It's an indecision by Rushi. And the best shot they got was a really poor one by Mason Daypour. Well, Fort Loramie had a couple of seven-point leads in that first half. Is up by four at intermission, 26-22. To the rescue for the Raiders so far here tonight has been Jack Daypour. He has been scorching the Nets on fire. Chuck will run down the scoring for you in just a moment or two. Halftime at Rushi. Shelby County League Championship on the line. 26-22. Redskins lead it on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. cameras so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, from all over the country. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He is still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. A big shout-out tonight here on ScorersBroadcast.com all the way to Fort Myers, Florida, where Jake and Irene Sherman are listening. They are Eli Rosengarten's grandparents, and they are tuned in from down in Fort Myers. Jake and Irene Sherman, Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer, say hello to Jake and Irene in Fort Myers. And also we say hi to Leroy Geyer, who is at home on Lake Loramie at what is called Filburn's Island. Hello, Leroy Geyer. Thanks for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com tonight. And the many hundreds and even thousands all across West Central Ohio, around the state, the Midwest, and from coast to coast who have joined us for this huge game tonight in the Shelby County League here in Ohio, featuring Fort Loramie and Rushi. 26-22, Redskins up four at the break. If Rushi wins, it's an outright championship, the fifth in a row for the Raiders. If Fort Loramie wins and Anna beats Fairlawn and Anna tonight, it is a three-way tie, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. The first such three-way tie in the Shelby County League since 1976, if indeed it does happen. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. A big savior for Rushi tonight is number 23.
Yeah, Jack Dapour had a terrific first half, four threes. The only thing he did not well was shoot three throws. He was one for three from the free throw line, but he had 15 in the first half. Mason Dapour had four, and Evan Monier had three. For Fort Loramie, they were led by Nathan Ratterman off the bench with eight. They got six from Braun, played almost half of the first half. Then they got six from Tyler Siegel, three from Nick Brandewey off in the free throw line, and two from Austin Siegel. 11-10 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. Eight turnovers for Rushi in the first half, four for Fort Loramie. The Redskins 5-6 from the free throw line. Rushi only 2-5 from the free throw line, including the front end of 2 1-and-1s. Fort Loramie scored 12 and 14, 26. Rushi scored 8 and 14, 26-22 at the half.
Yep, we've got a barn burner. I know the cliche is often overused, but here at Rushi, this is like a big barn,
yeah.
And it's going to be burning hot before the night's over.
Well, when I got here tonight, I got here and the doors weren't open yet, and there was at least 100 Fort Loramie people standing at the outside waiting to get in. They booed me when I went up, knocked on the door, and went in. But yeah, that you knew it was going to be a huge game. I don't think I've never come here and seen all that many people standing outside.
Well, there was a long train on Rushi Road, and it separates Rushi from Route 47. And that train backed up about 30 cars coming this direction toward Rushi from Fort Loramie. And I was in that long line. Okay. There were 30 vehicles on the road. I think there were 300 train cars. Halftime here at Rushi. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 4-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie 26, Rushi 22, 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Local Equipment in Jackson Center promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com at halftime and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight at the halftime break, LaCal recognizes the seniors on these two fine basketball teams. A grand total of about eight, four on each squad. For the Rushi Raiders, Hunter Cohey, Carter Stevie, Jack Napor, Dion Putoff, all 12th graders for Fort Loramie. The seniors include 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a missed one. Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, all starters. Cody Barhorst, a senior as well. These 9 12th graders for Fort Loramie and Rushi recognized tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Yep, here we go. We start the third quarter. Rushi in the home white. Fort Loramie, the road black. Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, two starters for the Redskins. Played about half, a little more than half of the first two quarters, suffering two fouls. They are back out on the court as we start action. Half number two, Fort Loramie, up by a scant 4 points. Here's Austin Siegel, 25 feet away. Gives it off to Burning. To Tyler. 20 feet out, top of the circle, 6'7", Tyler Siegel. Gives it up to Braun, back to Tyler. Baseline right, little 7-footer, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound foul line, Dylan Braun. Half-hook shot, 8-footer, short, rebound Rushi. Two good chances by the Redskins. Alligator arms on both attempts, though. Each shot was shy, and Rushi got the carom on the last one. Raiders a chance to cut it to 2 or 1. Mason Daypour, right flank. He had two big second quarter hoops. Here's Jordan York, baseline drive, right wing, missed it. got around. Brandwee had a gimme, banked it off the rim, and it carried him down to Fort Loramie. Redskins hustle up the floor in a jiffy into the left corner, and it's tied up. The ball was shaken free by Rushi's D, and Austin Siegel couldn't hang on, and the arrow points Rushi's way. Played a minute. No scoring yet, third quarter. Each team with good looks.
Yeah, this is how the game started.
Here is Hunter Cohey, top of the circle for Rushi. Deep left corner, Jack Daypore gets a screen from Kearns. Shot fake by Daypore. Now to York. York will need to be a factor in order for Rushi to win this game. Here's Jordan into the paint. Squares up, doesn't shoot from 12. Goes on the arc to Daypore. Here's Jack Daypore. Overshooting. Mason gave it to him. Jack let it fly. His 20-footer went 23. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Straightaway burning. He jacks it up there from three-point land. It curls off to the right, and Rushi's got the board again. Quickly to the post. It's Kearns going to work, and Tyler Siegel up and under. Banked it. Made it. Daniel Kearns kicks off the scoring in the second half. Rushi within two. And it looks like that may be an objective for the Raiders here in the second half. Get Kearns some opportunities. And Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds. Austin Siegel, 30 feet away, tried to deliver to Braun in the left corner. And Rushi's got it back, a chance to tie or go in front.
You know, they're bringing Ratterman back in the game. He had a real good first half. They need him on the floor.
Kearns and York need to come up big for Rushi in the final two quarters. Foul line extended left. It's Cohey for Rushi on the arc to Mason Daypore. Drives, and Dylan Braun tried to reach around from the backside and hook it away, and unnecessarily picked up foul number three. And Dylan Braun's got to go to the bench.
I think they're calling this game, for as critical as the game is, they're calling it way too close.
26-24. Fort Loramie leads by two. Ball entered low and left to Hunter Cohey. Might have gotten away with a walk. Made the shot. Good spin move. But that was beyond athletic.
He changed pivot feet.
Yeah. And the referee on the outside nailed him for it. Cohey denied the 2 points. Fort Loramie up two with the ball. Redskins have not dented the scoring column in the third quarter. We played two and a half. Here's Nathan Roderman on the arc. He had an excellent first half. To Burning, to Roderman, to Brandewee. Left corner, Eli Rosengarten on the dribble. Met by Cohey at the foul stripe. Roderman's open from three-point land. It rimmed, no good. Strong rebound. Yes! Up with the left hand went Tyler Siegel for the deuce. Good offensive board. He went to work on the glass. Fort Loramie needed that. Redskins back up four. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Jordan York. Pick and roll with Cohey in the lane. He's boxed in by two men, gives it up. Then it's thrown right back to Cohey. Knocked free by Fort Loramie. Cohey gets a piece of it, out of bounds to the Redskins. Good defense by Fort Loramie that trip. And even five to go. Timeout called by Rushi. 4-point game. Redskins in front on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person to person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last minute ticket to the game, or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the Rushi Fort Loramie game for you. Shelby County League title on the line, 28-24. Redskins in front, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Each team missing makeable shots. Start of the second half, much like they did at the beginning of the game. Jitters being felt. So much on the line. Here's Evan Burden, 25 feet away. Looks inside for Tyler Siegel. Tyler starting to feel his oats in the post for Fort Loramie. He's had some key hoops. Here's Burning around Coe. Pulls up, 17-footer on the way, but Burning. It hits the back iron way up in the air. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. He goes to work, overshot it. But he is hit hard from the backside, and Tyler's got two free throws coming. Rushi Chuck doing a very good job most of the night, keeping Burning out of the lane, forcing him to take 15, 16, 17-footers. They're giving Evan that shot.
Yeah, he got himself in foul trouble with that second one, and it's got to be in his mind now. He's got to be real careful doing hard to the basket.
Uh-huh. Free throw, Tyler Siegel, up and in. Tyler again. It's in the air. Another made foul shot. That one hit the rim, skipped over, down through. Token pressure, backcourt by Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Nearly a turnover by Rushi. Dribbling hard down the floor. It is Evan Monier, or I should say Ethan Monier, all the way to the basket. Rosengarten on his hip. So what a stellar drive by Monier. He would not be denied. He took it 60 feet all the way to the rim. Four-point game, 30-26. Baseline left, Brandewee. Redskins on top. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Tyler Siegel made two free throws to inch Fort Loramie on top by half dozen. Then Rushi countered. Here's Burning, given another long jump shot, way short, tie up on the rebound. I think Fort Loramie keeps this one. Evan Burning is being allowed to shoot Barushi. He cannot connect. Keep in mind, Dylan Braun on the bench picked up his third foul early in the third quarter. Fort Loramie nursing a four-point lead. Baseline left, Brandewee to inbound it. Goes deep right corner, Rosengarten. High arching three, hits the rim. Harum's down to Jack Dapour, and he is smacked from behind, but Brandewee, it's a common foul against Fort Loramie. Three fouls in the third quarter. Two in the Redskins. 30-26, Fort Loramie leads. Mason Dapour walks it to the timeline for Rushi as Fort Loramie relents on its pressure. Baseline pass goes to York. He goes opposite in the corner to Mason Dapour. It's rotated on top to Jack Dapour. Into York, mid-post. Squares up on Ratterman. Leans in. Wants to fade and shoot. Can't. He's doubled. On the arc to Mason. Mason Dapour hangs on. Goes right back to York. Behind the arc, right corner. 25 feet away, Jack Dapour. We're down to 3:12 to go in the third. Mason left flank for Rushi. Overshoots a triple. Good box out on the inside by Burning and Ratterman for Fort Loramie. They snare the board. Up the floor, Rosengarten. Long, high-arching three ball. Skimmed off the iron. Rebound, Mason Dapour. He blazes a trail down the floor for Rushi, then stops on a dime. Head of the key. Fires it near side to Jack Dapour on top to Kearns. 2:45 to go in the third. Fort Loramie still up four. Mason Dapour. Foul line extended right at York. Back to the hoop. Now to Mason. Check by Brandewee to Jack Dapour. Right corner, it goes on the play to Monier. Tries to feed York on the pick and roll. Kicked on the play by Fort Loramie. Points at a premium, Chuck, here in the third quarter. Tension mounts. Defenses playing solid basketball. Both teams off when they're shooting. Experiencing nerves. Here is Monier, 35 feet away for Rushi. Monier on the bounce. Evan swings it near side to Mason Dapour, guarded by Brandewee, 30 feet away. Now it's Carter Mesher on the floor for Fort Loramie. Picks up Jack Dapour. Oh, good ball rotation by Rushi, which found Monier alone. Baseline left. He scored from point-blank range. Rushi worked long and hard for that one. And it was Evan Monier getting the easy one. Here is Fort Loramie trying to throw below the rim to Burning. A lot of congestion, and Rushi jams the ball away. Raiders a chance to tie or take the lead. A minute 50 to go in the third. Mason Dapour flips it for Jack Dapour, and it's flicked out of bounds by Burning. Fort Loramie's offense has stalled out the last couple minutes. Rushi scored the last four, trying to tie it up or go in front. 30 feet away at Jack Dayport. Rushi has not led since 3-0. Here's Monier, pulls up on the dribble to Jack Dayport, weaves it inside to York. Wraparound pass by York, no one home. Rosengarten gets the theft.
Shoot the ball.
Yeah, right. Rushi passed up at least a couple shots in that sequence. Here's Vernon, dribble drive in the lane, body block, down he goes. He's fouled. Evan Vernon, very good foul shooter at the line for Fort Loramie, which has been right around 70% all year. Redskins have been sharp at the stripe from the beginning of the season on. Vernon's free throw, though, is way short. He stiff-armed that one.
They were 7 of 8 before that one.
Minute 21 to go, third quarter. 30-28, Fort Loramie by 2. Fort Loramie with 4 points in the period. Rushi with 6. Second shot by Burning on the way. Yes. He swished it. 31-28, Fort Loramie by 3. Here's token pressure. Up the floor, Mason Dayport. Hustling after him is Brandewee, who pries it loose. Fort Loramie's got the steal. And head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. A minute 18 to go in the third. Chuck will keep it right here. Tell our listeners about Brookins in Fort Loramie with the Redskins ahead by 3 and just over a minute to play in the third period of this game. Well, Carl Arnes is the new owner-manager at Brookins. Carl taking over for Joyce and Dale Barhorst at 12 superior years put in by Dale and Joyce. Now it's Carl's turn. He's the new owner-manager. Same fine menu. He's tweaked it a little bit with a new after-hours menu that you will enjoy. Same great food. So enjoy Brookins. It's just like before, only Carl Arnes is in charge. Congrats to him. And he is doing a splendid job at Brookins. The place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web, Brookins-USA.com. Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Well, 18 seconds later after the timeout, Fort Loramie sets up its attack, and Nathan Ratterman, Chuck, is a feared three-point shooter. Good head fake. He raised that ball up above his forehead, drew the defense, drove to the rim, was fouled. He's got 2 coming, and he knocks it down. Redskins are on at the stripe, 32-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw, Ratterman. Dips the knees, left foot in front of the right, and that one's on the money as well. And Fort Loramie's inched back ahead by 5. Biggest separation in this game, twice by 7. Redskins were in front. Rushi hasn't led since 3-0. Game was tied at 8, and I don't recall it being tied since then.
No. I think they got it down to 2 a minute ago. That was the closest they've been.
You're right. Here's the ball flipped up the floor to Mason Dayport for Rushi. Big possession Raiders into the third quarter. They're down 5. Jack Dayport's got it near the timeline. Rushi content to hold the ball. And Fort Loramie's happy with that. Given Dylan Braun is out of the game with 3 fouls. Burning's on the floor with 2.
They got Tyler Siegel sitting. This has given him a nice rest before the start of the fourth quarter.
Indeed. Under a half minute to go, third period. Jack Dayport clings to the leather at midcourt. Ball tucked under his left side. Carter Mesher on him. 7 or 8 feet away. There's no 5-second count. Now Carter approaches with 13, 12. Jack Dayport in motion now. Goes 30 feet away to Monier. 7, 6. Monier still 30 feet away. On the bounce with 3. Monier down the lane, shakes free to the rim. It's bouncing. No good. A foul on Fort Loramie. It would have counted. The clock reads 0.1 to go. 0.1 seconds remaining. Monier managed to knife between a couple Redskin defenders
and got all the way to the rim. It was makeable. It wouldn't go down. Almost an opportunity for a three-point chance. He does have two free throws here with Rushi down five, a tenth of a second remaining in the third quarter. Big shots. Monier, one, two, three, jump dribbles. Ames and misses it. It curled around and spun off. Now Fort Laramie is going to be up by at least four at the end of the third quarter. Second shot, Monier. Rushi needs every point it can muster. Monier way hard. Hit the back rim. Austin Siegel got the rebound and just fired it back over his head toward the other end. Buzzer sounded. That's it. Fort Laramie up five. Rushi can't connect at the stripe to end the period. Three quarters in the books on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, Daniel Kearns led Rushi in the first meeting against Fort Laramie as he registered 10 points. He's got to get going for the Raiders here in the fourth period. Evan Burning led Fort Laramie in the first meeting with 10. Tyler Siegel had 11 in the first outing against Rushi. Won by Fort Laramie 47-32. Siegel has been making his presence felt for Fort Laramie, especially here in the second half. He's on the floor now to start the fourth and final quarter. In fact, the Redskins have inserted Tyler Siegel, Dylan Braun, and Evan Burning 20 seconds into the fourth. Rushi's got possession, down five. Here is Dayport, 30 feet away. That was a big pair of free throws that didn't go in for Rushi, which got the ball again to start the fourth quarter.
They weren't even close.
No. 25 feet away, York. Far left wing, Mason Dayport. Deep left corner, Jack Dayport on the dribble, being hounded. Dumps it down to Kohi, 10 feet away. Now to Jack. Well, Fort Laramie really pursuing Jack Dayport, who had a hot start to this game. Here's Jordan York, 25 feet out. Oh, he threw it inside for Kohi, who broke to the left, ball went to the right. No one was there. Big miscue with the Raiders.
It's one of those plays. Dayport had 15 in the first half. He's still got 15.
Fort Laramie put the clamps on him in that big third quarter. Dylan Braun off a screen. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Gives it up right flank to Burning. Three team fouls in each club. Neither team near the 1-on-1 yet. Far fewer fouls this half than in the first. Left flank, Burning. On a weave, goes to Brandewee. Open inside the foul line. Oh, good pass down into Tyler Siegel, who powers to the rim, gets the two-pointer, and a ticky-tack foul whistled against Rushi. Count it, plus one, and Fort Laramie now has bolted to a seven-point lead again.
I have to admit, I saw no foul.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel, and he's had a real good night. How many for him, Chuck?
He's got 12 at this point.
Make it 13. Redskins are heating up at the free throw line. Wow, just what, two misses all night?
Yeah, that makes them 11 to 13.
Here's Dayport up the floor for Rushi. Spots up on the arc and rims a 22-footer. Wow, it was below the cylinder. Two Redskins jumped at him, went past. Dayport had a good look. It swirled around the iron. The board was tied up. Big time tug of war for the rebound. Arrow favors Fort Laramie.
And that is the biggest lead at this point. It was, yep. Seven was the biggest before.
Indeed. Two free throws, or I should say one free throw by Tyler Siegel there to complete the three-point play. Makes it an eight-point game.
Wow.
Here's Burning. Here's Dylan Braun. Reverse layup. Got it. And Fort Laramie's up 10.
turning with a great assist to Dylan Braun. Mason Dayport, 10-footer below the foul stripe for Rushi. Way short. Rebound for Lormie. Rushi over the back. 38-28. Fort Lormie appears to have weathered the storm with Dylan Braun on the bench with three fouls, and the Redskins have spurted. 38-28, six to go in the game. Timeout Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This Fort Loramie team is very well balanced. There have been several occasions this year when Dylan Braun was either taken out of the game by excellent defense, had a poor shooting night, or got in foul trouble, which was the case this evening. But the Redskins are well-rounded. Beat Rushi by 15 the first time. Braun made just two field goals in that game. On the bench a lot here tonight with foul trouble. But Fort Loramie's up 10. Here the Redskins throw it away. One too many passes in the paint. The theft by Mason Dayport of Rushi. Down the floor, it goes to Kearns on top. York and Kearns have got to generate offense down the stretch for the Raiders, who are behind by 10 points, 38-28. Rushi scored just 32 in the first meeting. Here's a great backdoor cut. It is a tremendous pass by Kohi to Jordan York. The finish and a foul. What a play. Kohi out beyond the arc. He whipped a pass, about a 25-footer to York. The defender for Fort Loramie was lulled to sleep. York caught it. And despite contact by Fort Loramie on the ball at the rim, the shot did go down in. Three-point chance for York at the stripe. No good. He missed it hard.
That was the fourth foul on Brandewey on that play also.
Here is Fort Loramie down the floor to Tyler Siegel in the corner. Lost it. It rolled away. Got it back. Now to Bernie. 38-30, Fort Loramie by 8. Big difference in this game at the foul stripe. Redskins have been sharp, Rushi not. Deep left corner, Dylan Braun, three-pointer, blocked! Taken away by Rushi, saved in bounds. Mason Dayport heads up, flipped it to York. Wild pass for Kohi, deflected. Braun's got it for Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Burning, 4:44 to go. Burning, Dylan Braun, shot fake in the corner, pulls up from 15. Goes to Siegel, to Burning, baseline, skips it cross-court to Brandewey. Right back cross-court to Braun for a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Kohi jerks it down for Rushi. Raiders still within 8, 4:26 to go in the fourth. Rushi is within range of the Redskins. Raiders need a possession here. Kohi on the block, double team. On top to Kearns, puts it on the deck, great drive. He scores! Daniel Kearns right down the pipe around Tyler Siegel. The southpaw flipped it in off the backboard. Six-point game, 4 minutes to go. Here's Ratterman, here's Burning. Open look on the arc. Then he decides to bully his way into the lane. Rushi's two defenders get there late. It's ruled a two-shot foul.
They came out of that timeout and they went to their 1-3-1. Should not have surprised Fort Loramie because it didn't surprise me. They like to play it at this point in the game. And so far, Loramie is having a little, they're getting some looks at it. They're not shooting the ball well right now.
Two free throws for Evan Burning. He's got it. That Fort Loramie is dropping in free throws blindfolded tonight.
I'm a little surprised that was called a shooting foul. Definitely was a foul, but I thought, didn't think it was a shooting foul.
I agree with you 100%. Ball was down around his knees. Second free throw by Burning is strong. Rebound volleyball all around. And it's Kohi who snatches it for Rushi. 3:50 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 7. Straight on, Jack Daypour. Good switch off, burning on him. Right wing, Monier. Good! Three-pointer! Wow! Evan Monier hoisted up a triple. Dead center, four-point game. Fort Loramie's 10-point lead is whittled down to 4. 3:25 to go. 16 fouls in Rushi. Here's Roderman, three-point arc. Goes cross-court, baseline left to Brandewey. Brandewey loops it right back out to Roderman. Deep right corner, Burning. Burning on the bounce for Fort Loramie. Seconds are being shaved off the clock. Down to 3:05 to go. Three-pointer. Wow. Roderman straight away. He cans it. What a clutch shot by Nathan Roderman, who's come up big tonight for Fort Loramie.
What an answer.
Wow. You talk about ice water in the veins there. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. Mason Daypour behind the arc. It bangs off the rim. Loose ball rebound, Tyler Siegel for the Redskins, who are up 7. 2:40 to go. Braun, a shot fake. Baseline doesn't shoot. On the arc to Brandewey. He rims the 3-pointer. Kohi out of nowhere. Gets the rebound, but walks. He traveled. 2:34 to go. Fort Loramie up 7.
Not a real good shot that time. You're up 7 points, 2.5 minutes to go. You don't need to shoot it that quickly.
Spot on, yep. Well, we've got a timeout by Fort Loramie, whose hero tonight has been Nathan Roderman off the bench. Timeout on the court, 7-point lead Fort Loramie, 2.5 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And we thank the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, two fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come true. We'll talk to you at length about the Jewelry Barn in just a moment. Fort Loramie after the timeout. Airmails a throw down to Brandewey.
Wow.
Brandewey hits Roderman for a deuce.
What a pass.
A great assist by Brandewey. Rushi went to sleep on the backside of the defense, and the lead is 9. Here's Jack Daypour, left flank. Awkward turnaround shot. Don't think he wanted to deliver it. Fort Loramie baited him into that one. He tried it. It was way short. Redskins got the rebound. Here's Burning, zipping down the left side. Hooked from behind by Daypour. Two more free throws here for Fort Loramie. Or I should say, two free throws if Burning makes the first. 1-1 for Burning. Fort Loramie's missed only 2 at the stripe all night. Burning aims. He's got it. What is that, about 14 for 16, Chuck?
Now, he missed one the last time. They've got 3 misses now. Still pretty darn good.
Yeah, but 14 for 17, I think, or 13 for 16.
Yeah.
Burning shot number 2 in the air. On the money again. 11-point lead for Fort Loramie. It's swollen back out to double digits, and that's the widest margin of the game with 2 minutes to go, 46-35 Redskins. Here's Jack Daypour, who's been stopped in the second half. DeMonier, a step back. He's still on the arc. His heel was on the line. Short, no good. Rebound, Roderman for Fort Loramie. He's got to be your Clancy's winner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Special game for Nathan Roderman. Ball thrown by Burning into Braun in the lane. Blocked by Kohi. No, he got him all over the wrist. Braun with 2 free throws coming. And how many fouls in Hunter Kohi, Chuck?
It's second, maybe.
Hunter
or 5. This is, I'm not
gonna say there it is. It is 5.
I know. Just this scoreboard down there just drives me crazy.
That's a little tardy at times.
Or every time.
Dylan Braun at the free throw line. The difference in this game, Fort Loramie's ability to get the ball below the foul stripe and attract contact more often than not while shooting. And Braun delivers the free throw dead center. 47-35, Fort Loramie up a dozen. A minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot, but Dillon on the way. Yes, again.
Well, with any luck, we'll see the rubber match, or we'll see the third attempt in the regional semifinals.
Oh, you're right. If both teams win sectional and district, they are on a collision course in the regional semi at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Dillon Braun connects twice at the free throw line, and the lead has been stretched to 13, the biggest of the night, 48-35. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi was established in 2011. It has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also offers watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. Check out the Jewelry Barn, the Gem, in Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn on Facebook and on Rushi Versailles Road, east edge of Rushi. Well, the Raiders need a couple or three-pointers to make this interesting. Down to 13 now. 90 seconds to go. Here's Evan Monier on the arc for Rushi. Dribbling. Still in the bounce. Brandewey guards him. They want to go to Kearns in the post. He goes to work on Tyler Siegel. Forces one up. Banked it. It hangs on the rim and comes off to Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Braun. 3-on-2. Right corner Roderman. Thought about letting it go. Didn't. Fed it back to Dillon. Dillon slices his way to the cup. He's got it. What a play by Dillon Braun. He saw an opening and took advantage. And now the Redskins are pouring it on up 15. 50-35. 55 seconds to go. Three-pointer by Kearns. A long one. Hit the back flange. Kearns follows. Has it from 10. Missed it again. Rebound for Loramie. Tyler Siegel. Cherry picking his Tyler. And he took a shove in the back. Down he goes. He was going up for the dunk. Kearns got him in the middle of the back, and that might be whistled.
It should be intentional.
Yes, I think it is. Well, nope.
No.
It's not. Wow.
Wow.
Tyler Siegel took a crazy spill. Let's hope that he is okay.
I know that the Loramie fans are angry, and that was a tough fall. But I don't think that was an intentional dirty play by Kearns.
No, it wasn't a big-time shove, just enough. What made it worse was Tyler was up in the
Absolutely.
Air.
Absolutely.
Up in the air, and he couldn't come down and plant. And, boy, his left arm was jarred.
Thank goodness it's his left arm.
And I think he's coming out of the game.
Yeah, they're going to put somebody in to shoot for him.
He's going to get ice and a week off before the sectional tournament.
Right. And they don't play till next Saturday now.
Right. Well, Evan Burning, no, in off the bench is Barhorse.
It's going to be Barhorse to shoot a couple of free throws. Surprised that wasn't called intentional.
Could have been. 5'11 senior Cody Barhorst filling in for Tyler Siegel, who's had a superb game. Tyler on the bench as he took a smack in the back as he went up for the flush. Rushi missed two shots. Daniel Kearns had a couple good opportunities, could not get either to go. Rushi crashed the board. Fort Loramie took advantage of the outlet pass. And Barhorst nails the first foul shot. He comes in cold off the bench, and he drills a pair. And Fort Loramie's up by 17. They won the first game, but 15. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Monier on the arc for Rushi. He fell down while shooting it. Way short. Air ball. Out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession. And here come substitutes for both teams.
Yeah, that's what you need to do at this point. Make sure that nobody else gets knocked to the floor.
Wholesale changes each way.
The Fort Loramie Redskins will return to tournament action, or I should say will begin tournament play next Saturday against Mechanicsburg. That's a 5:30 game on Saturday. And Rushi is in the other bracket, took a bye, and will not play until Tuesday, February 27th, against the Lehman Covington winner. But Fort Loramie's off for 8 days.
So they had two teams that had one win at the draw.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, Mechanicsburg. It's amazing that Mechanicsburg is such a good football school, yet, man, they can't get kids to come out and play basketball.
No. Mechanicsburg 1-19 at the draw. Will play Fort Loramie Saturday, February 24th, in a first-rounder Pickwood D4 sectional tourney. Rushi awaits the Lehman Covington winner. Rushi will play 6 o'clock Tuesday, February 27th, in the upper bracket. 26 seconds to go. Here is a dribble drive, right corner, Fort Loramie. Ball dropped out of bounds. Hit the leg of Carter Mesher, then was touched by Rushi beneath the rim. 23 seconds to go. Fort Loramie up 17. This was a tight game, Chuck. It was single digits. In fact,
it was four points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 4 points with about, what, 4.5 to go.
Then they ran it up to 10, and they got it back down to, I think, 5.
Yep. 52-35 in favor of Fort Loramie, which dribbles out the waning seconds. That'll do it. Fort Loramie winds up beating Rushi by 2 more points than the Redskins beat the Raiders the first time. Although the first go-round, it was clear-cut. Game was over soon after the first half. Tonight, Rushi hung around till midway through the fourth, and Fort Loramie stung the Raiders late. Rushi couldn't buy a basket down the stretch. In fact, in the second half, Rushi could tally only 13 points. Fort Loramie got to the foul line often, and more often than not made the free throws. In fact, unofficially missed only 3 the entire evening. Shot about 85% at the stripe, did Fort Loramie, and that was a huge difference maker.
Well, that was a class act. The team's going through, and they shake hands at the end of the
yep.
game, and the coaches were talking to Kern, saying, "Hey, you know, it wasn't dirty. You know, they gave him a hug, and that's what the game's all about."
And Corey Britton and Spencer Cardano, the two head coaches, leave the court very amicably. They are side by side, chatting shoulder to shoulder. Fort Loramie sweeps Rushi twice. Rushi sweeps Anna twice. Anna sweeps Fort Loramie twice, and for the first time since 1976, we've got a three-way tie in the Shelby County League, 10-2, 10-2, and 10-2. Rushi's got another game to play at Marion Local tomorrow, and that will be tough. Tough opponent for sure. Fort Loramie's regular season is done. Redskins play 22 games and hit the 20 mark in victories. The only two setbacks at the hands of the Anna Rockets, but 4 points, 54-50 and 59-55. Meanwhile, Rushi drops to 13-7 on the year, a 21st game upcoming, as I mentioned, against Marion Local tomorrow night. Wow. Rushi just simply did not shoot the ball well enough. Rushi could not get the ball inside like it did against Anna in that second meeting at the Rockets gym. Raiders couldn't get it in close, and Fort Loramie made the necessary adjustments at the halftime break and really crowded Jack Daypore over the final two quarters of this game. Chuck will give you a summary snapshot in just a moment. Our post-game report, a look at scoring coming up, then followed by our Clancy star of the game. So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires, one of our fine underwriting sponsors from Fort Loramie. We've got another storm approaching in about 7 or 8 days, I understand, so you'd better take advantage of those new tires to beat the winter weather before it beats you down one more time. At M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, you've got Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too. at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. How about the free pickup and delivery from Jeff Gebhardt and his staff? Talk to Gebby at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, 800-474-4123. Now our postgame after the Fort Loramie defeat of Rushi here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 52-35. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, and one of the things I was getting ready to say was that the Loramie gets a little bit of a break because the team that beat them twice in the league is a Division III school.
You're right.
So they don't have to. They're never going to see them again this year.
No.
Okay. Big rebounding advantage in the second half. It was one at the half. Loramie out-rebounded them 28-19 for the game. 15 turnovers for the Raiders, 9 for Fort Loramie. 18-21 from the free throw line. Rushi, 2 of 8.
Wow.
You know, I mean, okay, it ended up a 17-point game, but if they make some of those free throws and they're still in the basketball game, you know, who knows what would have happened, but they were terrible shooting free throws today.
Yeah, and if Fort Loramie doesn't shoot, close to 90%, better than 85, if Fort Loramie doesn't shoot that high a percentage, if they're back down, you know, two-thirds, and Rushi makes a few more, it's really interesting down the home stretch. But all the credit in the world to the Redskins, who shot fouls consistently well the entire season.
They made them. That's
sure
a fact. Yep. Jack Daypore ended up with 15, led them in scoring. Only had them all in the first half. And then Evan Monier scored 10, junior off the bench. He really was a key to keep them in the game. It could have been worse.
He was a spark plug.
And then Daniel Kearns ended up with, he only had 4. Mason Daypore had 4, and Jordan York only had 2.
There you go. Kearns and York, 6 points between them. And on the year, they're scoring about 21 points a game.
Right. There's 15, and he lost by 17.
Right.
On the other side, they were led by Nathan Ratterman with 15 points. He was terrific. 5 big points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
That really kind of pushed it out. They got 13 from Tyler Siegel and 12 from Dylan Braun. He scored everything in the first and fourth quarter. Sat in the second and third quarter with some foul trouble. That's the way it wrapped up tonight. And Clancy's, I'm going to go with Evan Monier for the Raiders and obviously Nathan Ratterman for the Redskins.
Yep. Slam dunk selections for sure.
Yep.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Another key point in this game, Chuck, came at the end of the third quarter. Fort Loramie was playing for the last shot, up 5, turned it over, and then Rushi wound up getting the last shot. It beat the buzzer. It hung on the rim. It fell off. I think it was Monier who was fouled, taking it right to the cup. Rushi was going to get the possession to start the fourth, had an opportunity with 2 free throws to end the third, and missed those 2 foul shots. Fort Loramie wound up getting the first field goal of the fourth quarter, and it was uphill for Rushi the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was Rushi. They just don't match up as well as they do with Anna, and that explains the 10-2 of the team. So they dominated the rest of the league, but they each team took turns beating the other one.
Yeah,
you got some really happy Fort Loramie fans. Got some really happy Anna fans tonight too. They're hearing this score and they're excited now too. They just shared the league.
Exactly. What was I going to say, Chuck? It just left me. Kohi, York, and Kearns down inside for the Rushi Raiders just did not generate the production. Give the Redskins all the credit in the world defensively, yielding on the year 38.8 points a game and gave up 32 and 35 in the two meetings against Rushi.
Right. I mean, and Saturday night, Tyler Siegel's not there.
No.
And he is the best rim protector in the league, one of the best in the area. And I'm not saying that Anna wouldn't have beaten them anyway, but it certainly would have been harder for them if Siegel would have played on Saturday night.
Yeah, let's hope Tyler's looked like a wrist.
Yeah, he had ice on it.
Yeah, he was feeling, grabbing as he came to the sideline, took a spill. They're very, very late in the game below the basket. Let's hope he's okay. It looked like he was in good health. Evan Burning didn't make a field goal, but did set up teammates tonight. He penetrated quite nicely, did can four free throws. He helped run the show, engineered the attack, and again, wow.
And guarded Jack Daypore in the second half and shut him out.
Exactly. A point very well taken. That was a key matchup over the last two quarters. And Nathan Raderman, you talk about an X factor. Double capital X.
He was terrific. He was terrific.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, as well as the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And thank you, Wells Brothers, Inc. and Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions now at Wells Brothers, Inc. In Fort Loramie, we say thank you, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Also, Goffney Furniture. Wow, what a sponsor they have been all year long here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We talked about Goffney earlier in this game. Let's take a moment and highlight Goffney once again. Goffney has superb high-quality furniture, priced to meet your budget's needs. Always an array of new inventory coming in at Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Extremely high-quality furniture priced right. Go to the website for coupons and more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Again, go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. One of our great underwriting sponsors, which has been on with us now for about 7 years. Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from which you heard in the postgame, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. Don't forget now that Frisch is in Troy from 5 to 8 p.m. on Mondays in February. Kids eat free. That's Frisch's in Troy on Monday evenings, 5 to 8. Young ones eat free of charge. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot, the in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And a big thanks to our anchors, our prime underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, with whom I will spend time on Monday, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Thank you, Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG in Fort Loramie. New location on Elm Street. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around.
Rushi losing to Fort Loramie tonight. Despite the loss, Rushi gets a share, part of the three-way share of the title. Rushi had won five straight. Shelby County League crowns outright in basketball. Continues a fifth with a share tonight. Rushi Raiders at midseason, Chuck, I don't think were expected to be in the title hunt at the end, but here they are after two great clutch wins over Anna. Nip and tuck triumphs at home and on the road. Rushi had a chance to take it outright tonight. Fort Loramie had other ideas. Redskins in full health this evening, beating Rushi by 17 after beating the Raiders by 15 in the first meeting at Fort Loramie. Both teams with excellent chances to win sectional. Each with a good opportunity to take district titles, I would think. And if all of that does come true, guess what? They meet in the regional semifinal at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
I'll go.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is more than likely not until next Thursday. We hope to follow the Anna girls if they win tomorrow. Anna would play at Covington at 6 next Thursday. The opponent would be Bethel, which took a first-round bye. The Anna girls need to beat Arcanum tomorrow. Arcanum has a winning record. Won't be easy. Arcanum 12-10 overall, 8-4 in the cross-county conference. What a close to the season by the Anna girls, which won 10 of their last 11, will be without the very good freshman point guard Ella Dosick for at least a couple games, more than likely. Hopefully Anna can survive her loss for two games, and then they'll get her back for what would be then a sectional championship. But if things work out, we'll follow the Anna girls next Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday next weekend, we're on the web online at 5:15 both nights. Three games in succession on Friday, two on Saturday. Piqua D4 boys sectional tournament. Chuck, looking forward to it at the Garbage Gym.
I love it. This is my favorite time of the year. In that Piqua tournament, I kept the scorebook there for 15, 20 years.
Right.
And it's the Shelby County League tournament, and they invite some other teams from the area just to kind of fill it out. But very rarely does anybody besides a Shelby County League team get there.
It'll be odd to not see Houston there.
Right.
Houston Wildcats for a two-year period now, Division III in boys basketball. And they got the unlucky draw playing Versailles.
Yeah, it's called you don't win enough games. The way the tournament sets up now, you don't draw anymore. They seed. And if you have a bad record, you're going to play a good team.
And once again, Rushi opens tournament play Tuesday, February 27th. A long dry spell for Rushi now without playing from tonight, February 16th. All the way to Tuesday.
Well, they play tomorrow night.
I'm sorry, they do play tomorrow
night. But then they've got a long layoff. But, sometimes that's not bad this time of year.
No. Mm-hmm. But after Marion Local tomorrow night to end the regular season, Rushi will catch the Lehman Covington winner in a second rounder of the Piqua Boys Tourney Tuesday, February 27th at 6. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has a first-round game against Mechanicsburg Saturday, February 24th. First game of the night, 5:30. We are on the web at 5:15 both nights.
We'll have a couple of girls' sectional finals also on Saturday, a week from Saturday.
At noon and 1:30 from Sydney, girls' Division IV sectional championship games next Saturday. So as many as, count them up, seven games Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, plus possibly an eighth for you on Thursday evening from Covington if the Anna girls win their first tourney game tomorrow. That wraps it up. Again, by way of summary, Fort Loramie defeats Rushi for the second time this year. Rushi sweeps Anna. Fort Loramie sweeps Rushi. Anna sweeps Fort Loramie. And thus we have a three-way tie atop the Shelby County League. Three clubs, 10-2. First time it's happened since 1976. And all three clubs very deserving of sharing that top spot
right
in the Shelby County League. Each of the three can go deep in the postseason. Don't be surprised if they all three, Anna, Fort Laramie-Rushi, win sectionals, a district game, and are in regional play. A lot of fun tonight. So much fun here at Rushi. Great crowd on hand as the Rushi Raiders and Fort Laramie Redskins end the year 10-2 in the Shelby County League and share the league title with Anna. That is if, of course,
Anna won tonight.
Anna did beat Fairlawn tonight. Anna clearly a prohibitive favorite at home against Fairlawn. If Anna did win, we do have the three-way tie. I was maybe a little premature in saying that was a given a few minutes ago when, in fact, Anna had to win its game tonight against Fairlawn in order for the three-way tie to become true reality. Ron Mooney in Huber Heights is our scores broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Don't forget our next webcast next Thursday, possibly from Covington. Anna girls in action should they win tomorrow against Bethel next Thursday evening at 5:45. And then seven games for you on our first boys tournament weekend plus two girls sectional finals from Sydney next Saturday afternoon. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Fort Laramie Redskins have defeated the Rushi Raiders by a final score of
52-35.
52-35. Redskins win it on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.